Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
To listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Final day in my temp studio at home until I can get back into the studio. I feel great. Surgery went great. I've been over a week. I'm already running around. In fact, I got a charity poker tournament to do tomorrow. I love charity events and I love poker. So we'll see how that goes. So I've been feeling great, knock on wood. So hopefully back in the studio on Monday. So thanks you guys for being patient. So I have a question for you guys. When the boy Ethan Crumbly was accused of the mass shooting that happened a few days ago at Oxford High in Michigan, and 15 years old, used his father's weapon. There were many, many calls for the parents to be prosecuted. And we just found out about an hour ago that the parents are going to be charged. Prosecutors are going to charge parents with involuntary manslaughter based on what their son, Ethan, allegedly did. And my question to you guys, I want to just put it out there. Should parents be liable if their child commits a heinous act, school shooting, whether just based on that alone or by using something of theirs, like their weapons, to execute it? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So in this latest development, in this horrific shooting in which four students died, multiple others injured, a Michigan prosecutor has filed involuntary manslaughter charges against the parents of 15-year-old suspect Ethan Crumbly. So Jennifer and James Crumbly have each been charged with four counts of involuntary manslaughter as four students were fatally shot. Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald previously called Crumbly's parental action, quote, far beyond negligence. Now, Ethan Crumbly, who was a sophomore at the time, was charged Wednesday as an adult with murder, terrorism, and other crimes in what investigators described as methodical and a deliberate massacre. He had a school meeting with his parents, I think the second of two. Then he goes into the bathroom, gets his gun ready, and then he starts coming out and shooting. Now, why? How are the parents involved? Well, Crumbly's parents, and of course now I have a pop-up, I believe James, the parent, the father, had purchased a gun 4 days prior, a 9mm 6-hour SP-2022 gun, 4 days before the shooting. And according to prosecutors, they said that the gun just seemed to have been freely available. It wasn't locked up. It wasn't out of the kid's range. The kid was able to take it and use it. They said the parents were the only individuals in the position to know the access to the weapons. McDonald, who is the Oakland County prosecutor, Karen McDonald, said in another interview this week that additional unreleased evidence in the case was troubling and disturbing. Unfortunately, he was allowed to go back to class, which really, I don't understand what happened. There was some sort of school meeting. There were apparently two school meetings where the parents were brought in. The parents were there with them. The parents were at school in a meeting. Kid has to go back to class. Parents leave. Kid goes to the bathroom before he goes back to class, loads the weapon, or gets the weapon ready, comes out and starts shooting. They said the suspect had been flagged twice by school personnel for, quote, concerning behavior. And the suspect's parents were brought to the school around 10 a.m. the day of the shooting for a meeting with the student and school personnel. So, by the way, there was another student who was just arrested because they posted on social media, none of us at the same school, we'll talk about it, where they post on social media, I want to shoot up a school. He just basically posted on social media how he wants to be involved in a school shooting. So we really got some very strange, demented people out there that just want to kill other kids. So the question to you guys, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, is how culpable are the parents? If the parents have a gun, and that child uses that gun to shoot up a school, are they liable? Should they be charged? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, somebody might think, well, that's a slam dunk. You know, parents bought a gun. There's rules. Guns should be stored a certain way. Guns should be away from children who could sadly, you know, play with them, hurt themselves, steal them, take them, use them for something else. But the thing with law is you might think a law makes a lot of sense and is really easy to not only create, but enact and enforce. But what if a child takes his dad's cooking knife? Takes his dad's cooking knife and goes and stabs people at school. Then is that dad liable because it was his cooking knife? What if a child takes his dad's car, takes that car and runs over kids at a school bus? Are they liable? So it's a very interesting topic because you would think it's a slam dunk. A parent buys a weapon. That weapon should have been locked up. A 15-year-old kid that was having behavior issues should have never had access to it. It just, that, you know, that just makes sense. Parents were negligent. Could have even put the kid at risk of even more mayhem. But then if that law is in place, does that extend to a vehicle? Does that extend to a knife? Does that extend to a baseball bat? Kid takes a baseball bat, goes down the street, beats up somebody else, commits murder, but it was the father's bat. So I want to hear from you guys, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. On one end, as a parent, you know, and as a physician, I love the idea of having parents more involved and more on the hook. You know, if your kid is sadly, you know, doing things that they shouldn't, and you're a parent that's not me, I'm working, I'm busy, I like the idea of parents needing to be a little bit more involved in what their children do. But as you can see, this starts to get a little bit, you know, complicated.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So how many of you guys have ever had tinnitus? Some of you call it tinnitus. I call it tinnitus. Tinnitus. I like tinnitus because I like to elongate my eyes. I like to elongate my middle vowels. Like some of you call it cholera. I call it cholera. I just like to elongate the vowels. I don't know if it's because of my father's accent. I don't know. But anyway, so I like to call it tinnitus. And tinnitus is where you get a ringing in your ears, like a beep, something like that, or you get a chirping, or you get a clicking, or you get a sound in your ear. Now, for any of you that have ever had tinnitus, it is a pain in the ass. It's very disturbing. You have trouble sleeping. You can't always concentrate. And once you notice it, that you have it, you can't unnotice it. When I was a kid, I used to have my head on the pillow, and I used to hear horse steps. And I would just hear, like, Clydesdale, horse steps. like, you know, Christmas, you know, with the carriage behind it, and it clopping, and I would just hear horse steps. And I didn't realize that that was a form of tinnitus, where it's actually a pulsatile tinnitus, where you could actually hear your pulse. Those aren't horse steps. That's a pulse. And then it stopped happening, and I missed the horses. I'm like, I want to listen to the horses. It would help me sleep. And then a few years back, about maybe actually a decade ago, I started to hear it, but I realized it wasn't horses, it was pulsatile tinnitus. And so when I would tell my doctor friends, they're like, you got to make sure you don't have an aneurysm, we got to make sure you don't have a blood vessel there, and, you know, that was all scary. As soon as I got the MRI and the MRA to make sure that I didn't have an aneurysm, all of a sudden it went away. So tinnitus is something that is not fun, and for those people that suffer with it, I feel you, it's not easy. Well, there have been about 12,000 reports of tinnitus after the COVID vaccine. Now, mind you, millions of the vaccine has been administered, but 12,000 cases of tinnitus starts to make people a little antsy of what the hell is going on. Why does this happen? Well, we know medications can cause tinnitus. We don't exactly understand the full mechanism, but it wasn't that surprising when I heard that. In fact, I wrote an article, I think in March of 2020, about how some people are, you know, already kind of reaching out saying, look, I'm having a ringing in my ears. The problem is unless you've had it, you don't understand how debilitating it can be. So a woman in Pittsburgh said it was so bad that she's never getting another shot. She's not going to get the flu shot again. She's not going to get the COVID vaccine. And she's kind of speaking out as, you know, she's already been criticized and people are making her feel bad that she doesn't want to get the booster and all that. And she's like, look, we have a right to say no. And this is something that keeps coming up, and I keep getting asked, if I had a bad reaction that wasn't a full-blown anaphylaxis, do I have to force myself to get the booster? So we're going to talk about that. So with what happened to her, Sally Sinagra of Pittsburgh, within 2 days of having her Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine, got tinnitus. And the Johnson & Johnson vaccine has been linked to it, also the Pfizer and Moderna to a smaller level. And at the time, so this was March of 2020, there were already 6 vaccine recipients with Johnson & Johnson reported, 5 improved. None had been reported in the placebo group. So we knew from the study that tinnitus was a possibility. Some Pfizer Moderna recipients had reported it as well. So she went to an ENT. The ENT diagnosed her with tinnitus and also Meniere's. Meniere's is a disease that also comes with hearing loss. It also comes with loss of balance. Now, it could just be she had Meniere's and the shot just kind of helped enlighten her to it, or it could be that the vaccine helped trigger it. So what she did to trigger her symptoms is she went low sodium, because she noticed when her blood pressure was higher, it got worse. So my guess is she might have had a pulsatile tinnitus. She also went to a chiropractor, and the chiropractor helped immensely. But now she fears getting more vaccines. She goes, I just want people to know there is help out there. It's a real thing. Don't let people make you feel guilty or bad if you're not going to get another shot. Because that's the other thing. We're told we're selfish if we're not going to get the booster. Well, I'm not willing to go through this again. She said, I'll stay in my own little part of the world if people are afraid of me, but I can't risk this again. I'm just finally getting to a place where I can live my life. So CBS 47 said there's about 12,000 reports of tinnitus. And tinnitus, like I said, it's a ringing, buzzing, pulsating, clicking, hissing, chirping in the ears. We might see it with age, head trauma, damage to the inner ear, illness. We even see it with COVID infection. COVID infection could also cause it. Jaw issues like TMJ arthralgia, wax buildup could also enhance it. A tumor, aneurysm, an acoustic neuroma, stroke, vascular disease, Meniere's as we spoke about, diabetes, anemia, migraines, a thyroid disorder could do it. A foreign body. In Arizona, this guy had a cockroach crawled into his ear, and it was kicking around and kicking around. He just thought it was a chirping tinnitus, and it was actually a bug in his ear. And then medications, anti-inflammatories, antibiotics, anti-cancer drugs, anti-arthritis drugs, anti-malarial drugs, diuretics could cause ringing in the ears. I know, look at me teach you guys. You see, you missed me, huh? Even though I was was working last week, but you missed me. I'm teaching y'all something. Look at this. But they say experts agree that most hearing issues with that are caused by this are reversible. This should be transitory, and so if anybody does have ringing in their ears, chirping in their ears, any sort of buzz, get that checked out. Because like I said, I don't want to blame a vaccine or a COVID infection. I want to make sure it's not a tumor or something else. Then I had to go through it too. I had to get a scan also. But what she brings up, which I want to talk about, is a very, 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 very interesting struggle that a lot of people have. They might have gotten the vaccine. They might have caved into the mandate. And they might have been fearful of COVID at one point. But a lot of people did not do well when they got the vaccine. And logic dictates and instinct dictates you don't take that chance again. Meanwhile, though, we still have COVID killing people. We still have the Delta wave that is very, very prominent. We don't know what's going to happen with Omicron. We know Omicron's coming our way. We just don't know how deadly it is. And so public officials are saying, go get your booster, go get your booster. You know, I've told you guys, I go, I'm very happy I got my shot. I feel protected by my shot. I just do not like mandates, and I don't like the idea of people making you feel guilty and calling you selfish. There was a man in Italy who used a fake arm so he wouldn't have to get the injection into his body. And everybody's calling him selfish. He might be prosecuted. I mean, idiot to think you could use a silicone arm and a nurse wouldn't notice. But is it really selfish? If you had a bad reaction, or if you're fearful of something getting injected into your body, it is your job on this earth to survive. We want you to survive COVID, which is why it might be at your evolutionary advantage to get the shot. But if you're having the heebie-jeebies, and your spidey sense is saying, no, don't do this, or I had a reaction, isn't that also, you know, understandable? Isn't that a logical or instinctive move? And so I can't stand it when I hear people say they're selfish. They're selfish for not getting the shot. They're selfish if they have COVID and they try to hide it and they go out there and get people sick. You're also selfish if you're vaccinated, you have upper respiratory symptoms, and you still go to work. That's selfish too. So, you know, we're all being selfish at one way or another. We're all, I mean, if that chocolate shortage does come into play and I am going to be buying, I don't care how selfish you think I am loading up on chocolate. And if you don't like it, lump it. I'm sorry. I'm going to be as selfish as I can. Toilet paper, I don't care. I could pee in the shower. But chocolate, I'm hoarding that sucker. So, you know, I can't tell you how many times people have been calling in. So I saw about 500 patients last month. We'll talk about that. Many of them had fevers, coughs, sneezing. And I said, look, I want you to stay home. Could be COVID. It's not COVID. I've been at work the whole time. How many of you guys have been at work spreading COVID because you think you're vaccinated and you're good? So as far as I'm concerned, if you had a horrible reaction to the vaccine, the only people that should be making a decision about your revaccination should be you and your doctor. If your doctor says, girl, your reaction wasn't that bad, this COVID is scary, I'd rather you have ringing in the ears than be on a ventilator for COVID or die to COVID, you get your butt in to get the booster, all right, there you go. But if your reaction was so bad that the doctors, you know, you and the doctor are like, maybe sit this one out, that's between you and your doctor. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
FedEx is bracing for a holiday business boom. Today is expected to be the company's busiest of the holiday period. A company official telling CNBC many people began their Christmas shopping back in October because of supply chain fears, which is different than years past. The pause on federal student loan payments is set to end after January 31st. The pause initiated under former President Trump when COVID-19 first surged back in March 2020 and was extended by President Joe Biden throughout 2021. Senate Majority Leader and New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer is calling for another extension.
If we don't extend the pause, interest rates just pile up, students owe a fortune, and with Omicron heat, we're not getting out of this as quickly as we'd like.
USA Radio News. A new travel ban takes effect Monday.
Having imposed a travel ban on South Africa and seven other nearby nations last week to try to halt the spread of the new COVID-19 Omicron variant, Dr. Anthony Fauci says the goal was to give the United States more time to study the variant and how quickly it spreads. But now he says he's hopeful the U.S. will be able to lift those travel bans on those nations soon.
We're looking at that very carefully on a daily basis. Hopefully we'll be able to lift that ban within a quite reasonable period of time.
And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The trial of a former Minneapolis police officer continues this week with opening statements. Kim Potter is charged with first and second degree manslaughter in the death of Dante Wright during a traffic stop. The ex-Brooklyn Center police officer has said she mistakenly drew her handgun when she shot Wright to death, but intended to use her taser. USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I guess they called it the Mater Bader. There was a, who's the one from Bug's Life, the Swedish caterpillar? Heimlich? Heimlich, apparently. There's one, and I wrote about this. There's some pictures. I have some pictures of these things. There's even one that's a Twilight that has the teeth. But then, interesting one, there was one that was Ratatouille. So it was the guy from Ratatouille, and I guess a male could put his parts into the mouth part of it. I don't know. And it had the hair. It didn't have the mouth, but I guess it looked like, the Ratatouille guy. But the weirdest one was the Shrek one. There's one in the shape of Shrek. And when you open up the little opening for you to use, there was the candle. Like, remember Shrek had the ear candle? And apparently the guy that rated this, he lit the candle. So it's like you could actually set the mood if you wanted to. And I'm looking at this going, are you kidding me? Really? So I decided to research it. And of course, from a medical standpoint, because I look at everything from a medical health standpoint, there was a lot of, reports on men not cleaning these, using them in properly, and so I figured I should kind of educate you all. And interestingly, a lot of men and women do not clean their sex toys because they think they're going to ruin them. And so they're like, well, I don't want to ruin it, so I'll just, wipe it off or whatever, and then just throw it back in the drawer. Well, but the problem is there's bacteria, there's fungus, there's all sorts of things. You know, STDs, I know, you know, we were always taught that, oh, you know, they can only live for a few seconds or a few minutes. Hepatitis could live for months on an inanimate object. You need to clean these things. So there are tons of other things out there that men use. I don't want to name them all, but there are things that help them masturbate, and they're very realistic looking. You know, there's like dolls, and there's all sorts of things. There's even extenders, and there's rings and things. They call them anal plugs, and those are things that also, I guess, so all these things obviously need to be cleaned. But the survey, there was, and I consider this still a medically sound study. There was a survey done in 2017, AdamandEve.com. They polled 1,000 adults, and they found men to be less likely to clean their sex toys than women. They said 70% of the women and 57% of the men said they clean it after every use. 19% of the women said never. They don't even bother. 36% of men said never. That's disgusting. 11% of women and 7% of men said, every few times I might give it a wipe and a clean. So by 2020, now we're in the pandemic, not much changed. 58% of those polled, which is about 65% women, 49% male, 65% of the females and 49% of the males said they cleaned after every single use. Yeah, 26% of females said never. 40% said no, never. 10% said they were cleaning them maybe once in a while. But then there was a store owner called Self Serve Toys. She said that people bring their toys back and they're disgusting. So how do you clean them? I mean, nobody really talks about that on air, but I guess we should, because the sex toy industry is huge. Millions of people use these. And if you do have a mater baiter, you really need to clean it if you want that, you know, to last. So Healthline, which gives a lot of fascinating medical information. Healthline actually has a table. And I wrote this down. It's in an article on my Twitter. It's in an article on my Facebook if you guys want to look this up. But, I mean, I was telling patients to use mild soap and water. What I told patients was, if you're using them, don't submerge anything that has a battery. Don't submerge anything with a cord. All right? Nowadays, I don't think the majority of them have cords. But you don't want to obviously electrocute yourself or whatever. So you're going to have to get like a washcloth, you know, some mild soap and water. I would not do scented soap. I would be very careful with anything that could be caustic, because obviously it could affect you. I don't really care about the toy. I care about you. And by the way, if you do clean them and throw them in a drawer, if you're going to use them again, you got to re-clean them. Okay, it's not just cleaning them once. I mean, these aren't sterile, so make sure you re-clean them. So depending on what you have, if you have a porosity like cotton, they say use cold water and soap, any clean container or drawer you could store them. If you have something that's made of glass, Pyrex, silicon, or stainless steel, if it's a motorized unit, they say use warm water and soap. And now there's actual sex toy cleaners you could purchase, but be careful because there could be some chemicals in there. If it's non-motorized, you can also use boiling water and sanitize in the dishwasher. So something made of glass, I would not put anything of glass in there. That would freak me out. Just, yeah. But stainless steel, Pyrex. Isn't Pyrex microwavable? Anyway, they say you can use boiling water and sanitize. How do you store them? Well, they say glass or Pyrex, use a lint-free fabric bag. How many of you guys have a lint-free fabric bag? Silicone or stainless steel, any clean container. Now, what if you have something made with rubber, elastomer, latex, or cyber skin? Well, that's very porous. So they say use room temperature water and a soapy washcloth. Put it in a lint-free fabric bag, a non-plastic container. What if you're into leather? Well, if it's leather, again, it's porous. And by porous, it means there's little holes in it. So that means bacteria could get into it. But I know some of you are like, oh, no, you can't get leather wet. You can use a damp, soapy cloth. You're going to have to clean it. They say spot clean it. Just clean the sucker. Store it in a cool, dry place. ABS plastic, use warm water, soap, a cleaner, lint-free bag. If it's PVC or vinyl, I had no idea all these. Doesn't PVC, doesn't that have doesn't it have parabens and give you BPA? Anyway, warm water, soapy washcloth, lint-free fabric bag to store it. And let's say you have something that's nylon. Nylon and non-porous, so you could use a machine, washing machine. I don't know if I would really wash it with your dishes. That would scare the kids. Hand wash with soap. Any clean container or drawer. So mind you, look, I don't have a problem if you guys use these things, all right? I mean, all the power to you. In fact, you know, if you're single and you're alone and it's the pandemic and you want to have fun, have at it. But you got to be smart about it and you got to be clean. And I know everybody kind of, and like I said, giving people the benefit of the doubt, you're not just being lazy. Some people are being lazy. Other people, they just don't want to hurt the toy because they're expensive, I guess. I don't know. I'm looking at some of these things right now. Wow, I've really been out of the loop. I didn't realize. Wow. 1-877-DOLLY. Don't go away. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. I guess they called it the Mater Bater. There was a, who's the one from Bug's Life, the Swedish caterpillar, Heimlich? Heimlich, apparently, there's one, and I wrote about this. There's some pictures. I have some pictures of these things. There's even one that's a Twilight that has the teeth. But then, interesting one, there was one that was Ratatouille. So it was the guy from Ratatouille, and I guess, a male could put his parts into the mouth part of it. I don't know. And it had the hair. It didn't have the mouth, but I guess it looked like, the Ratatouille guy. But the weirdest one was the Shrek one. There's one in the shape of Shrek. And when you open up the little opening for you to use, there was the candle. Like, remember Shrek had the ear candle? And apparently the guy that rated this, he lit the candle. So it's like you could actually set the mood if you wanted to. And I'm looking at this going, are you kidding me? Really? So I decided to research it. And of course, from a medical standpoint, because I look at everything from a medical health standpoint, there was a lot of, reports on men not cleaning these, using them in properly, and so I figured I should kind of educate you all. And interestingly, a lot of men and women do not clean their sex toys because they think they're going to ruin them.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating.
That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So throughout the pandemic, I thought it was absolutely ridiculous that there were lockdowns, that people felt like they couldn't go to the doctor. Doctor's offices said, look, I don't have staff. Staff aren't coming back, so we can't see you. People going online to try to get their blood pressure addressed online. And telemedicine is fantastic. I work for telemedicine companies. But how do we know if your cuff is working? How do we know what your blood pressure is? People saying, just give me a refill of my medication, and many people's blood pressure could be out of control. In my office, I would always have you bring in the cuff because you would say, oh, my blood pressure is 120 over 80 at home. And I'm like, that doesn't sound right. When you come here, it's 140 over 95. So I'd say bring in your cuff. And so we would check your cuff compared to ours, and we would see that your cuff would be off. Or maybe your cuff was working, and you weren't checking your blood pressure because we were getting 140 over 95 as well. So we knew that there was going to be some missteps and some definite loss opportunity in managing blood pressure, but now a study confirms the suspicion. So in a research letter published in Circulation, study authors looked at 464,585 patients that finished the study, and they found a jump in blood pressure as they ranged from April 2020 to December 2020 in both men and women as compared to the previous year. They said mean change range from 1 to about 2.5 millimeter mercury for systolic blood pressure, 0.14 to 0.53 for diastolic blood pressure. Now, some of you might say, oh, so what? It went up a point or two. A point or two rise in blood pressure is enough to mess with a whole bunch of your body systems. Eyes, heart, kidneys, we don't mess around. That's not good. So, high blood pressure or hypertension has been known as the silent killer because sometimes you don't feel these small rises. You don't feel the little bumps. And so those of you that said, Dr. Dahlia, I could feel my blood pressure rise. I believe you. I know a lot of doctors don't. I believe you. You feel it. I think people have a sixth sense. People might get the headache. Maybe they'll get some chest pain. Maybe they'll get some fatigue or dizziness. I believe it. Some people might get some blurry vision. But for the most part, it's the silent killer because most people have no idea that they're walking around with high blood pressure. Now, organ damage can then occur. And so sometimes we'll see decreased urine output. Sometimes we'll see bubbly, foamy urine because of protein. We'll see weakness, pounding in the ears, vision changes, confusion, anxiety, even blood in the urine, difficulty breathing, chest pain, headache. So the top number is your systolic pressure. That's the pressure the heart exudes when it beats your blood and pumps out the blood. Your diastolic pressure is the filling pressure of your arteries between beats while the heart is filling. So the both numbers are equally important. Some people are like, which is more important, the high number, the top number or the bottom? They're both. They're, either one being off could increase your risk of cardiovascular disease. So what is normal blood pressure? Well, when I was in school back in the 90s, we said 140 over 90. And I remember the doctors I was training under, they're like, oh, hell no. If you're anywhere near 140 over 90, we don't want that. So they slowly lowered it. And in 2018, they guesstimated that about 42% of Americans are going to be considered hypertensive. So now it's been defined as you're normal if you're under 120 over 80. Once you're 120 over 80, you're starting to be elevated. We're going to call you, though, a high blood pressure patient once you're 130 over 80. So if you're 115 over 75, that's fantastic. But if you're 132 over 82, you're high blood pressure. You're stage 2 if you're over 140 over 90. You're in a hypertensive crisis if you're over 180 over 1, if you're 180 over 120. So long-term high blood pressure could cause heart attacks, heart failure, stroke, kidney disease, dementia, eye damage, vision loss, even erectile dysfunction. Ooh, erectile dysfunction. Wait, what did she say? Yeah. Yes, you can have erectile dysfunction if you have high blood pressure. Not just from the medications, but from the high blood pressure. So how do we treat it? Well, first and foremost, we got to get everybody's weight back down to normal. High weight is going to mess you up. Salt. Quit adding salt to your food. Have a low-salt diet. Low-fat diet. You got to sleep. If you're not sleeping, if you have sleep apnea, you can have high blood pressure. You need to exercise regularly. You need to avoid tobacco products. You got to avoid alcohol products. These are things that could raise the blood pressure. Now, if you're being worked up for blood pressure, I also recommend you get worked up for diabetes, high cholesterol, low thyroid, kidney disease, sleep apnea, because a lot of times they go hand in hand. Now, if the blood pressure cannot be controlled and continues to rise, that's when we start to recommend medications. So we might want to decrease your blood volume if we think you have, you know, too much blood volume, the diuretics, which is what we did with FDR. We might try to lower the heart rate if we think your heart rate is high with beta blockers like atenolol. If we think your blood vessels are stiffening, we might use calcium channel blockers like amlodipine. If we think you also have spikes or blood vessel issues that could be contributing to your blood pressure, we use ACE inhibitors or ARBs. The ACE inhibitors block one enzyme of the angiotensin renin system. The ARBs block another. And that's a system in place that makes sure your blood pressure stays in control if you start to bleed. Well, sometimes it misfires. So blood pressure is serious. I wrote an article on this. It's on my Twitter. It's on my Facebook. Definitely check it out. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, some of you guys exercise a lot, and you're marathon runners. You're at the gym all the time. I think that's fantastic. But you probably need to still check in with your doctor, because a study published last week said in the European Heart Journal, they found that exercising too rigorously could put you at risk for stroke. They looked at 13,000 stroke patients in 32 countries as part of the Interstroke study. Using a case crossover approach, the team determined whether a trigger within 1 hour of symptom onset was associated with acute stroke versus the same time period on a previous day. They said stroke prevention is a priority for physicians, and despite advances, it remains difficult to predict when a stroke would occur. Many studies have focused on medium to long-term exposures, like, well, if you have high blood pressure, you could have a stroke. If you have obesity, you have smoking. But what lead researcher Andrew Smith of National University of Ireland, Galway, said is, we want to find the trigger. We want to see if there's something like losing your temper, sex, things like that. Now, 1 in 11 survivors were able to report that they had a period of anger or upset in 1 hour leading up to it. 1 in 20 patients, though, had engaged in heavy physical exertion. Now, that's pretty damn scary if you're going to work out and then you come home from working out and you're at risk for stroke. Which is why we have to make sure you don't have risk factors, and we want to make sure your arteries, such as like in your neck, are pretty clean. The paper was co-led by the National University of Ireland, Galway, suggested that anger or emotional upset was linked to around a 30% increase of risk of stroke during 1 hour after an episode, with a greater increase if the patient did not have a history of depression, and larger odds for those with a lower level of education. Now, they said heavy physical exertion was linked to a 60% increase in the risk of intracerebral hemorrhage, or a bleed in the brain. With strokes, you could have a blood clot, which is more common, or a bleed to the brain. So they think heavy exertion puts you at higher risk for a bleed. There was a greater increase for women and less risk for those with a normal body mass index. So anger, emotional upset, I always tell people, quit fighting, you know, calm down. You could get a heart attack. They could get a stroke. Get yourself checked out, guys. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.